It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Technology has given us the new word spelled G-I-F, and now we have to figure out how to pronounce it.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So there's more than one way to say GIF, Ann?
It turns out there is, and it turns out that there's a debate about this.
First, what is a GIF?
A GIF, or a GIF, is it's a computer file format that is used for the compression and storage of digital video images.
Okay.
So, and it's an acronym for Graphic Interchange Format, which goes back to 1987. A former student of mine emailed me about this and said, how is it possible that anyone could think that was pronounced GIF? It has to be GIF. It's just like the word gift. Now, I looked into this, and it turns out that the creators of this, and Steve Wilhite is the original creator, believe firmly that it is GIF, not GIF.
Really?
They say GIF like the peanut butter. And when Steve Wilhite won a Webby Award in 2013, he got to give an acceptance speech. Now, at these awards, the acceptance speech has to be 5 words. And he didn't say his. It was up in a GIF or a GIF on the screen. And what it says was, it's pronounced GIF, not GIF.
Ooh, so we're all wrong then.
It's an interesting question, actually, because Wilhite went after the OED, the Oxford English Dictionary, and said that they should not have both pronunciations in there because only GIF was correct. The question is, once the word's out there, do the people decide how it's pronounced? And certainly a lot of people think it's GIF, not JIF.
But it was his baby.
It is. And he's certainly trying to tell us how to pronounce it.
Oh, well. We do seem to have an alphabet soup of technological acronyms, though. I remember the first time I heard about a WAV file, I thought it was a WAV file. So, you know, a Wescally WAV file. But then there's also soundbite, which a lot of people think is B-Y-T-E because it sounds like something technology would serve us. But it's not.
But it's not. It actually comes from news reporting to refer to an excerpt. So it's a sound bite, B-I-T-E, as in a bit or a bite of something. Now, another one is PNG.
I have no idea what that is.
So it's a technology that actually was is a potential replacement of the GIF or the GIF. And it's a portable network graphics, .png. And what I learned is we are not supposed to pronounce this PNG as I just did. It is ping.
Ping.
And the creators said, we do not want any multisyllabic disasters. It is pronounced ping.
As always, Anne, fascinating. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rena.